And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 16th of April, 2012. It's the birthday of the novelist who wrote, "If you can't annoy somebody, there is little point in writing." Kinsley Amos, born in London, 1922, made it big when he was 32 with his first novel, Lucky Jim, written after a visit to his good friend, the poet Philip Larkin, who worked at University College Leicester. The story of Jim Dixon, a young professor of medieval history, nice university, disgusted by the pretentious academics all around him. Kingsley Amos wrote more than 20 novels, including That Uncertain Feeling, Take a Girl Like You, Ending Up, The Old Devils, a memoir, essays, and several books about drinking. He said the human race has not devised any way of dissolving barriers, getting to know the other chap fast, breaking the ice, that is one-tenth as handy and efficient as letting you and the other chap cease to be totally sober at about the same rate in agreeable surroundings. It's the birthday of the novelist Anatole France, born Paris, 1844, author of Penguin Island, who said, "The books that everybody admires are those that nobody reads." And it's the birthday of Carol Bly, born in Duluth, Minnesota, 1930, author of The Tomcat's Wife and other stories, and Changing the Bully Who Rules the World. Here's a poem for today by Marge Piercy, entitled The Good Old Days at Home, Sweet Home. On Monday, my mother washed. It was the way of the world. All those lines of sheets flapping in the narrow yards of the neighborhood, the pulleys stretching out second and third floor windows. Down in the dank, steamy basement, washtubs vast and gray, the wringer sliding between the washer and each tub, at least every year she or I caught a hand in it. Tuesday my mother ironed. One iron was the mangle. She sat at it, feeding in towels, sheets, pillowcases. The hand ironing began with my father's underwear. She ironed his shorts. She ironed his socks. She ironed his undershirts. Then came the shirts, a half hour to each, the starch boiling on the stove. I forgot bluing. I forgot the props that held up the line clattering down. I forgot chasing the pigeons that shat on her billowing house dresses. I forgot clothespins in the teeth. Tuesday, my mother ironed my father's underwear. Wednesday, she mended darned socks on a wooden egg, shined shoes. Thursday, she scrubbed floors, put down newspapers to keep them clean. Friday, she vacuumed, dusted, polished, scraped, waxed, pummeled. How did you become a feminist? Interviewers always ask, as if to say, when did this rare virus attack your brain? It could have been Sunday, when she washed the windows. Thursday, when she burned the trash, bought groceries, hauling the heavy bags home. It could have been any day she did, again and again, what time and dust obliterated at once, until stroke broke her open. I think it was Tuesday when she ironed my father's shorts. A poem by Marge Piercy, The Good Old Days at Home, Sweet Home, from her collection Colors Passing Through Us, published by Alfred A. Knopf, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Constant Contact, now offering social campaigns, a new tool designed to help small businesses turn fans into customers. Learn more at constantcontact.com. And by Reputation.com, offering patented protection for the online reputations of professionals and businesses, now including reputation assessments. Learn more at Reputation.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.